Before we get into the chaos, quick shout out to my rebels over on Patreon. If you want bonus content, behind the scenes tea, and all the unfiltered shit I can't post here, go sign up at patreon.com/Soraya. Unlock the good stuff and join the inner circle. All right, let's get into it.
We're nuts to butts here.
Nuts to butts.
Back to sacks.
Yep. Oh, but you know what? I like this. We could almost do like a weekly record of just like, hey, we record on Monday.
Yeah.
The episode comes out the following week.
Maybe
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm cool with that as long as we tell each other we're going to do it in advance. Yesterday, did you see me not respond to the text? You're like, hey, guys, you want to do a podcast tomorrow at 1 o'clock? And I was like,
to be fair,
no.
We did mention that in the week prior.
I'm not in that group chat.
Yes, you
aren't
are.
Aren't you?
I don't think so. Rule Breakers group chat.
Yeah, dude.
Because remember, we said that I couldn't do a second one because I had a bunch of people coming into town. And he goes, okay, but we have to shoot on Monday then.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, and then, I didn't have kids.
This is it, you guys, is that no one listens to Adam.
No one.
But you know what? I did this week. I did.
You did.
I listened to you.
I appreciate that. I see you.
Sorry.
I think it's this triangle, right? Because I don't listen to you.
No, he doesn't.
But I also don't listen to Adam.
Who do you listen to, Josh?
Did you see the clip that he posted today on Rule Breakers?
No.
It was like, I was like, daylight savings time. Yeah, it was like full back, spring forward or whatever. And I said it like 3 times in a row. And then he's like, but I wonder where that come from. Where are we? The hours. Is it back? And I'm like, full back, spring forward. And I said that so many times. And then you say it. And he was just like, hey, at least he knows. And I'm like, I said it. He does it to me a lot. Honestly, we did escape rooms. This, you know, the ones that you don't want to come to because you have sprogs now.
I didn't get invited to the escape room.
You did get invited
when
to it.
When did you invite me to the escape room?
I was sitting on the back of the couch. I was like, you can come if you want to. And you're like, I can't.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
Thank you.
See, so he doesn't listen to you.
And Thanksgiving.
I don't
no
listen
one
to
listens
you.
To me.
Well, I would have been there.
I'm supposed to be the boss.
I feel like you're the best listener. Yeah.
No one listens to me, you guys. I am legit. Well, not even legitimately anymore. I don't feel like the boss, but I am the boss and no one pays attention to me.
This is straight mutiny.
There's like an uprising happening.
I'm going to tell you a secret that she figured out maybe 4 escape games in, right? So Soraya is brilliant when it comes to escape games. Like she's really good at escape. Yeah, it's like a hidden talent thing. She's really
like
good at
it. The hidden talent of, oh, she can read minds?
No, that was hilarious.
This one's good. So we'll be doing these escape games and like when we want to do something, we get like hyper fixated on it. So like we'll do like 2-a-days or 3-a-days and we'll do them as many times as possible just to knock them all out, whatever's like available. So we were doing these escape games and no one really noticed it except for you, but no one was listening to you in these where she would say she would guess and solve the puzzles and figure out what the next clue was. And she would say it and I could hear it and no one else was listening because they're all trying to do their own clues and padlocks and shit like that. So then I would just say the same thing that she said louder. And then everybody would be like, dude, you're brilliant. Like, how did you get us there? Like, and I didn't tell anybody for like weeks. And then finally we did this one called Prison Break and she just had a fucking breakdown. And
no.
She's like, listen, I've been saying these clues the whole fucking time. He's just repeating me.
Yeah,
because you
went
to
dinner.
Like, give her flowers.
We had to go, we went to dinner, like a quick meal afterwards. And everyone was like, cool, Joey, you're really fucking great at these games and stuff. And that's when I had the meltdown. I was like, no, it was me.
Yeah, the whole time.
It was me. No, he is very good. Okay, when we go there, we all have our thing, right? But the past couple of escape games, not the last we did, because I didn't like that one.
And for those of you out there listening, these escape games are the same thing as the escape rooms, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's the same thing.
I'm like in my fucking prime right now. I'm doing really, really well. But then I'll say something and then Joey just repeats it louder. And everyone's just like, oh my God, Joey, you're genius.
I just think the accent trips up a lot of people.
There was like a time where like our friend was like had to go inside this closet thing right by himself and there's a hole in it. And then there was like these things on the wall. So I was like, oh, maybe you have to like hold his hand and both touch.
He had
the wall.
A picture of a key, but it was just a painting of a key. And we had a painting of a lock. And Soraya's like, oh, I think if you touch the key, hold your hand. Because he has to put his hand through a closet cabinet. So if you're holding it, you guys will make the connecting bond, kind of like electricity in a sense.
Yeah.
And so like she said this like 1,000 times. And he goes, all I have is a picture of a key. And I'm like, dude, hold my hand. I have a picture of a lock. And subliminally, like we're playing the game, like not even realizing she's already solved the fucking room. Like,
I'm like, please, yeah. Somebody. There was one time in there too, where I was just like, you guys, please pay attention to me. Like, this is what it is. You guys, this is what it is. And no one was paying attention.
I don't even remember that part.
I do. It was awful, Adam. Now I know how you feel.
Yeah.
I will say, though,
excluded.
I don't feel like many, maybe they do. I mean, you travel all over, but I feel like California has the lockdown on escape games.
Oh, they do such a good job.
Yeah, there are.
We'll have to do it as a bonding exercise for the Rule Breakers pod. I don't know if you can film it in there or not, though.
No, they don't want you to give away the stuff.
Yeah, but maybe when they're about to have like a little switch or something like that, we can go in there and be like, can we film this? Because you're switching the game out anyway.
True. Plus, they'll probably tell you, like, we'll bring the whole staff of, like, what, eight? And they'll be like, sorry, only seven people. And we're like, Adam, well, can you please wait?
I'll stand outside.
Okay.
The first escape room I did was in Pittsburgh. I'd never heard of them until a couple years ago.
It was a COVID thing.
Yeah. It definitely was. We got, like...
Isn't that a terrible thing?
2019. It really did. We started doing them, like, when we all lived together. We started doing them.
So right before COVID, right?
Yeah, right before.
Yeah, because that wouldn't make sense. It's like, hey, you can't all be together in the same.
Right.
No. We didn't see each other during COVID because we weren't allowed outside. Yeah, how weird is that?
That's strange. It was weird.
Isn't that a weird time? That was like five years ago now.
Yeah.
We lived during a pandemic, the lurgy that was going around. That's crazy. And being someone that's from outside this country, it was mandatory that I got the vaccine. If not, they were going to kick me out.
Oh, that's right.
They were going to kill. Did you get the vaccine?
I did, yeah.
Both of them?
I got the Johnson & Johnson one, which was the two-shot
vaccine. Okay. What did you get it?
Yeah, I did it because you had to get it if you wanted to go to like concerts or you wanted to go do anything. You had to at least show proof of the first one.
Right.
So I did the first one with Pfizer. Yeah.
The second one, Pfizer, that's the one that I did too. I had to get two because it was like mandatory. We're elite.
The Johnson & Johnson one.
I know, it's a little, no wonder Adam's the way he is. Because the second one made me fucking sick as hell though. When I got the second one, I was floored. I was just like, oh my God, my body's really fighting something off here.
Did you ever properly get COVID?
Yeah.
I had it twice too.
Me too, twice.
Dude, you could still get it.
Yeah.
And they have different strains now.
No one talks about it as much anymore though.
Yeah.
It's just like the regular food.
You know what
food.
It is? The internet's over it.
Yeah, the internet's over it. No,
it doesn't make headlines anymore because only like one person gets it now.
Yeah.
I did get COVID though twice. So did you. Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it twice. They said if you
were like O, like a blood type O, that you don't get it.
That's weird. I'm blood type O.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Then never mind. It's a lie.
Myth busted.
Myth busted. Conspiracy theory crushed.
Do you know your blood type?
I have no idea.
It's like A something?
You should probably know. Adam.
I do know. I just keep forgetting about it.
Yeah.
What is your blood type?
I don't know. I was asked this the other day in the hospital, and I don't have an answer for him. So I had called my mom, and then she gave me a bunch of non-helpful information. So I don't know.
Dude, aren't so I'm four, just talking about five? Blood types really fast. I was upset. I'm so mad that this show didn't get picked up more, but it was on HBO. It was called Polyfamily, and it was about how these... two sets of husbands, two wives, so two couples that are married came together and they decided to live together. They have like seven kids between them, but their one rule in the Poly family is to not say who the father is, because obviously you know who the mother is, they're giving birth to the child, but they came in with pre-kids, and then during the season they had at least four kids between the quad. And they were like, hey, even Roxy loves the show. And so it was so crazy though, because that was their one rule. It's like, we don't say who the parent is. Like, we don't want to know who the parent is because we raise them as a village, right? But the blood type on the show at least caused major drama because it gives away who the kid is.
Yeah.
And so when they gave the report and saying, hey, your child is like A positive, well, you can only make an A positive kid with certain blood types.
Right.
And that's kind of what the dads would kind of figure out who their kids were. And it caused major disruption.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
The idea of being, it's like, I don't know who my dad is.
Could you do a poly family?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think I could.
Dude, it's the thing.
I saw about that on TikTok recently, a poly family.
Could you?
It's so crazy because in this specific instance on the show, it just felt like the one wife was like the one they came to talk their issues with, and the other one between the two men, whether it was the husband and the boyfriend, the two men were kind of more into the other woman. And so the one was really feeling it. She's like, oh, here was the last rule that I can remember is every night the men would switch beds. No matter what happened at all, every single night the husband would switch rooms with the other wife.
Right.
Isn't that insane?
That's insane.
But are they having sex every night?
Probably
with
right?
The one, so? With the, they were both having, so she was working double time and then they would go to the other one and say, oh man, like I'm exhausted or I'm tired or I like dealing with shit. I want to talk to you about my problems. Like, so it was very like, holy shit, this girl's getting shit on. Like, it was crazy.
My, just avoiding being around her. Hmm.
It's just this like weird mix of having like this old school mentality. I'm sure polygamy was probably way more popular back in the day than it is today. But then having all these like new social constructs, it's like super crazy.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Polygamy is having multiple girlfriends and boyfriends, right?
You can choose your dynamic. So in this specific one, and this is even crazier. So in this one, they chose to lock in a soul contract where they would only have four people total. But during the show, the one girl decided she wasn't getting like her girl love. So she had another girl that she wanted to date and bring in the quad. Yes.
Okay.
And that girl was part of her own like polygamy family.
Oh my!
And you could have as many partners as you want in some of them.
It's like a horny family tree.
But it's just made up rules that like they only get you so far. The idea sounds great at first, and then you're like,
boom. No woman is actually being like, at least not in my opinion. No woman's actually like, yeah, this is a great idea. A lot of the time, they're doing it because they're in love with the men that they're with and want to make them happy.
Or you can just be single.
Or you can just be single. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be easier?
Yeah. That would be easier for sure. But then love is a hell of a drug.
There's no wrong way to do it. That's for sure.
Yeah. Talk about that. Could you be friends with your ex?
Whoa.
Wow.
Oh, that's my ex calling
saved
right
by the
now.
Bell.
Yep.
No, I'm not friends with my ex. No,
are you friends
kidding.
With any of your exes?
No. I think like during the breakup part, it's kind of like weird and hard, right? So like there's, even if you decide like, you break up with them, I think the initial shockwave, you might have like reached out. But then I think if your life goes in a different direction, me and Raquel specifically, like we've been together for like 12 years and we've put really like strict rules, kind of like polyfamily, like where we were just saying like, hey, we want to do this right. We've all been in like shitty relationships. Like we want to just set the cornerstone for what our relationship is going to be like. And that's kind of carried us through a decade. Mm-hmm. You know, gaining trust, building trust. So I think if you involve, this is just me speaking, I think if you have an ex involved, and that's just my situation, it wouldn't work for me and Raquel.
Yeah. I don't think she's a jealous person.
Plus, the last time I saw her ex was in a bar, and he said he knocked his own drink off the bar and was like, you're going to buy me another one? And at the time, we were in Orlando, and we had all our friends in WWE. So I had dudes like in our crew, and we just laughed. And he left him on the bar seat just mumbling to himself. So
I just can't imagine Raquel with – I can't imagine you with any ex-girlfriends, actually. It's because you guys have been together for such a long time. And they are the perfect couple, truly. You guys, like, there was this one time, like, they don't argue, right? And I tell this story all the time. They just don't argue at least what a normal person would argue like, right? So we're all living together, we're all in the kitchen and stuff like that. And, like, those two are saying some words back and forth to each other, which is, like, felt very normal. It's like us having a conversation here, you know what I mean? It was, like, very normal. And then I think Raquel left or something and you stayed. And you were just like, I'm so sorry you had to see that. And I was like, see what?
I think she's the one that said that, but I think we just both have our opinions. I don't think we're actually, I never know we're fighting, if I'm being honest with you.
It was Raquel then that must have said it.
I just think we have opinions. And yeah, that's as far as it gets. And I'm like, no, I'm right. And she's like, no, I'm right. But that's really where it gets. But before that, dude, I was in SCO, which is crazy. You can't see that because you've known me for a decade too, but you don't see this part of me. But like, I was in screaming matches with prior relationships. Yeah. And I just decided like,
it's not worth it.
Fuck
never going to happen like, again. Yeah, I can't imagine you ever raising your voice. Actually, there was one time that you raised your voice and that was not too long ago. Quick little break to shout out the brands that help keep this chaotic circus going. And trust me, you'll want to hear this one. Hey Rebels, real talk for a second. You ever feel like your brain's running a Royal Rumble of its own? Stress, distractions, trying to remember if you even ate breakfast this morning? Yeah, same. That's why I started using Symbiotica. Their supplements are clean, high quality, and most importantly, they actually work. I've been loving their magnesium L-threonate. It helps me focus during the day, keeps my mood balanced, and at night, I'm actually calm enough to get a full night's sleep. Total game changer. And the Shilajit Liquid Complex tastes like hazelnut cacao and supports my energy, recovery, and even hormone balance. Basically, it keeps me feeling human without all the junk you find in other stuff. Plus, everything shows up right at your door, so no excuses, Rebels. I see you. If you're ready to feel like your best self again, here's your move. Go to Symbiotica.com/Soraya for 20% off plus free shipping, baby. That's Symbiotica.com/Soraya for 20% off plus free shipping. Stay sharp, stay strong, and keep breaking rules. All right, Rebels, you know I don't play by the rules, so listen up. WWE on Netflix, absolute game changer. But here's the problem. Not everyone gets it yet. Some of you are still stuck watching on cable, sitting through endless commercials, while the rest of us are watching uninterrupted chaos the way it's meant to be. Let's fix that. Our friends at Surfshark VPN have the hookup. With just a few clicks, you can switch your virtual location, set it to Canada, and boom, you've just unlocked the Canadian Netflix library. That means all the WWE action, totally commercial-free, plus a bunch of other shows you can't even get in the States. And the best part? You can try Surfshark risk-free with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to surfshark.com/rulebreakers or use code RULEBREAKERS at checkout. You'll get 4 extra months when you sign up for a 2-year plan. Big love to Surfshark for keeping us Rebels connected. Now, let's get back to breaking rules.
I fucked up.
So I have strep throat. Don't know how I got it. Don't know why I have it. But I have strep throat. All right, I'm going to go rest up, I guess. Do I still look good? Okay, I still look good. All right, bye.
Why am I wearing this mask? I'm pretty sure Joey was trying to give me strep throat.
Remember Valentine's Day?
Did you birth the turkey?
No. What, Valentine's Day, when Shelby sent me a pizza for my first Valentine's Day by myself. And the pizza guy was a fucking dick to me.
That he was overstepping.
He fucking lost his goddamn mind.
Go ahead.
She like ordered this heart-shaped pizza and it was a surprise. So she's just like, go outside. There's something for you, you know? And I was like, oh, so sweet. I go out there and the guy won't get out of his car, right? But I can't open the gate because the gate opens out and it'll bang the fucking car. So then I'm just like, you have to get out or back up or something like that. Anyway, he wouldn't do it. So I'm just like, okay. He was like, just open the gate. So I'm like, okay, I'll open the gate, but it might ding it, right? And it did. It went ding.
Well, like, let's set the story. The gate opens very slow.
Yeah, he had ample amount of time to roll backwards. Yeah. And he's just watching it. And then fucking it dings his license plate. Like, there's no mark on it. It dings it. I warned this guy multiple times this was going to happen. He didn't fucking move. He started losing his shit on me, saying he's going to sue me. And I was like, who the fuck are you talking to, motherfucker? So I'm on the phone with Shelby like this. And I'm screaming at this fucking guy because he's screaming at me. So we're going backwards and forwards and stuff. And I grab the pizza and I'm like, fuck you. And I throw it at his car. And this guy's just like, you're a crazy bitch, like that. So he starts like trying to, I think he gets out the car for a second. And then Joey's just like fucking, you know, like that Forrest Gump run. He's like,
well, she's like, hey, there's a pizza outside. I'm gonna go get it. And then all of a sudden, in the distance, I can just hear her voice going south. And I was like, huh, let me see what's happening over here.
Joey comes running fucking like the Flash beside me. I'm like, my hair's fucking going. But he's just like, who the fuck? And I've never heard him yell before. And I was like, Jesus Christ, Joey, you're a fucking
this
animal.
This dude was the big guy.
He was a big guy.
He was like 300 pounds. Like, and you're not a little person, but like, you're also, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're a lady.
I'm a lady.
And he was just like in her face, like screaming like a bulldog. And I was like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Well, he jumps in the car. Yeah. He was like, fuck this. He jumps in the car. And as you know, outside here, it's really hard to turn around.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a one way. Yeah.
It's a one way. Like, it's so hard to turn around. And he kept trying to do like this 25 point fucking turn, right? In this thing. He reverses and smashes out his back window because he crashed into the fucking
shattered
wall.
All the glass in the back of his truck.
And so I'm like, I'm going to go fucking tell the neighbor on you. Yeah, so I'm like running past, still on the phone with Shelby. Just screaming.
And you didn't get to see the pizza she gave you.
I did. So I after the guy took off and Joey calmed down, I took the pizza and put it back together again.
A broken heart pizza at this point.
Have I have a picture of it.
Yeah, we do have a picture of it.
We're see that picture.
Yeah, couldn't eat it, unfortunately. But then, get this.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Shelby calls the pizza place. And she was like, no, fuck that guy. That's so rude. Let me call him. Because she heard everything. She saw the guy was just going off on me for no goddamn reason. And she calls him. And she was just like, hey, someone just delivered, blah, blah, blah. And the guy was like, yeah, that's the owner of the pizza shop.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So she was like, well, you better not do it again. You know, wow. Like he was
having a bad day.
He was having a bad day.
I have a pizza story from one of the first times that we all hung out. And that was, I don't know if we were still building the studio or we had like a late night recording.
Yeah.
We had pizza delivered. And we didn't hear the delivery guy had come.
Oh, and so yes, I remember.
Pizza sat out at the gate for like 30 minutes.
Yeah,
and came in. And there was
us, me,
ants.
You, Brent, and stuff. I think.
Yeah, and then Joey, you ended up eating it still.
Oh yeah, I was there.
Yes, it was covered in ants. And I had text Taylor. Yes, Taylor, I know you listen to this. I had text Taylor being like, "Hey, can you?" She was already mad at me because I yelled at her about something. So I understand why she was ignoring me, right? But it was like a very stressful time. All right. And I yelled at her about something in front of people, and she just didn't like that it was in front of people, which I'm so sorry, Taylor. Anyway, moving on. She ignored my text messages. And so outside, the pizza's just sitting there, and it's like fucking hot outside. I'm in an area where there's a lot of fucking shrubs and just like fucking trees and bushes, and it's just a lot of ants, dude. I get ants at my house all the time during the summer. It's a fucking nightmare. So it was covered, and Joey just ate it. Nothing stopped this guy from eating the fucking pizza. It was a good
Typically, bugs are your thing.
Yeah, I don't mind eating a bug, but if it's alive, then I have a problem. If it was like just fucking, they're all passed out on that, I'd give it a fucking.
You've eaten a lot of bugs on the show.
I have eaten a lot of bugs on the show, which you guys, if you have ideas for segments, we want to include them in these segments too. I think that's important.
Yeah, we found out that it was more fun to torture the guests we have on the show.
I know. And we've kind of got out of doing it ourselves.
We also haven't had guests on in a while.
Yeah.
We just don't want to talk to anyone else.
I just like this. I feel like I have a lot more fun. I mean, not saying having guests is not fun, right? Having guests is very fun.
Yeah.
Because you get to know them, blah, 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 blah. But there's something a little bit different about it. Just being us three and Raquel, whatever it is, just chatting it up. I feel like people might enjoy it a little bit more, at least from the reception that we've received.
You know what? We talk about Heather always being at these things. It's really honest. This might be the official time she's not here.
Yeah.
You know, we should get a cardboard cutout of her sitting in the chair.
Yeah. That'd be hilarious. Heather, sweet. Oh, and everyone let us know what you think about the confessionals too.
Yeah.
We've got some more coming out. It's very good. We've got some extra characters being involved in this too.
So am I the only one who's not friends with my exes?
Oh, I'm friends with like at least one ex.
Yeah.
At least.
It's like a circumstantial.
It's very circumstantial. And I think time is a healer when it comes to wanting to talk to them too. But no. I speak to like one ex and that's it. Because I'm like, hey, if we've broken up, right? And, you know, there's no reason for us to be talking. I don't see a reason for it, especially if like you're just not saying it's like a bad thing, but if some of them have girlfriends and stuff like that, there's no reason to be talking to me.
Yeah.
You know, I just, and I don't want to.
You're pretty good about that.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Like, I don't know if I can tell.
I don't know if you can either. Yeah.
I had a boyfriend many, many, many moons ago. Long time ago, you guys. Long time. Just want to put
but not
that
too
out
long because you're not that old.
I'm not old, but it was a lot, years and years and years. Anyway, so he kept reaching out to me and I had to keep saying to him, you have a girlfriend, right? Mm. And you seem like you're very happy with your girlfriend. So I'm just not one of those, I do not want to get involved in any kind of man that's in some kind of situationship or is in a relationship or is freshly out of a relationship. Like I don't like it. I'm not a big fan of it. Like, I feel like if someone is like broke up with someone or got broken up with, I feel like they need time to heal afterwards. Right. I don't think you should be rushing into anything, you know? So I'm always like, call me in about fucking 6 to 12 months. You know what I mean? And see where you're at there. Or if you do have a girlfriend, I don't think it's appropriate if you text me. I don't like it. I think it's highly inappropriate, and I wouldn't like it if it was done to me too.
Sure.
Right? So I'm very much a girl's girl when it comes to that, because I'm like, I'll tell your fucking girlfriend, brother. I'll tell her.
True, true, true. Adam?
What about you, Adam? Are you friends with your exes?
I am.
Okay, good.
Okay, yeah, that was great.
Hang on, a boy's texted me. Go on.
Not all of them. I think it's circumstantial. I mean... So you guys get that, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that.
Cool.
Dude, I have such a sick segment into Are You Friends With Your Exes?
Yes.
Have you guys heard of this TikToker who got sued for what is called alienation of affection?
Yes.
Do you know this?
And they only do it in, what does was that it even North mean? Carolina?
So they're, yeah. So
this is crazy.
There are six states that still abide by these laws, which are ancient 19th century laws. You've never heard of this?
No.
This is crazy.
Do you know who the players are in this?
Yeah. So there is Brene, who's a big TikToker.
Brene Kennard.
Yeah. And then
we're talking like more than 3 million followers on TikTok.
Across the board. I mean, she has followers everywhere. She got famous because she did some wacky nails, you know, and right. After that, you know. And then there's Akira, which is her friend, right? And she had a husband called Tim. Now this Tim guy,
this is crazy,
is also cousins with Brene's husband, right? So all four of them are hanging out.
And I believe Tim is Brene's manager.
And Tim is Brene's manager, yeah.
So do you get the setup here?
Okay, so there's Brene and her husband,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you have Tim and Akira,
mm-hmm.
a couple, right? So her husband is cousins with this girl's husband. So
right.
That's how they know.
Cousins.
Yes. And then this guy is also Brene, the TikToker's manager.
Right.
Right? So they all started hanging out together a little bit more. But just so we know,
polyamorous.
Brene used to date this Tim guy back in the day when they were in high school.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they have a history.
So he was friends with them. They were ex-lovers.
They were ex-lovers.
Yeah.
And this Tim guy also hooked up with Brene's twin sister.
Eskimo brothers.
Oh, I didn't even know that part.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole fucking thing. Anyway, so this is what happened was they all hung out together, right? And then this Brene and her manager slash her husband's cousin, Tim, started hooking up behind the blind closed doors, right? But this is where it gets a little sick too, because she ended up wanting to divorce her husband and she moved in with Tim and her friend Akira's house to stay there because she was saying that her husband was abusing her, right? He wasn't. So she's living there. They're doing the fucking, you know, the old bump and grunt.
Does Akira know?
In the house. Not at the time.
No, not yet.
Not at the time. But her ex-husband does because he was there one time when those two are having sex in the other room and she got one of Akira's kids to pass her a wet wipe to clean herself off after the dad and her hooked up. Isn't that crazy? So anyway, they end up hooking up. Akira eventually finds out. They split up. But Brene and Tim end up getting together. Akira ends up getting a restraining order on Brene because she's cyber stalking her and stalking her in real life and pretty much just wanted to take over her fucking life, right? It's weird. Anyway, Akira, whose mom is in the law and has lawyers and family or whatever, reached out to this badass lawyer and she said that we are going to sue the fuck out of Brene and Tim for alienation of affection, but you have to prove it.
Hold on a second. Let's look that up for a second. Alienation. Okay.
So there are six states in the United States that still recognize alienation of affection. Mm-hmm. In order to get it ruled, you have to prove three things. The first rule is that you have to prove that you were prior in a loving relationship, that okay. This wasn't like a roommate setting, because in court, Tim had said, I never loved her. It always felt like roommates. And the jury was like, fuck your story. We're going to give this Akira a nice fucking payday and say, mm-hmm. fuck you. So the first rule is that you have to prove that before anything happened, you were in a loving relationship with your partner. The second rule is that you have to prove that a third party was involved with your partner. And then the final rule is that because of that involvement, you lost your what then marriage. Mm-hmm. Get it?
Okay.
And what's crazy about this is these laws are so 19th century. I mean, these are like, you have to imagine, like, this is like a witch burning, mm-hmm. essentially. And you can sue your spouse's cheater.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because she didn't go after her husband, and you have to assume that her husband had equal share rights in that. And that's not what the law does. The law literally just goes after the third party cheater who broke up your marriage. And mm-hmm. she was awarded $1.7 million.
Yeah. And now Renee's ex-husband is suing Tim this month.
That's incredible.
And I fucking love it.
So there's... Hey, go ahead.
I feel like that should be a thing in every state because motherfuckers just be cheating all over the place.
It's so crazy that this thing is allowed. So a lot of people think like there's two sides of the coin. Like, yeah. Is this justice? Like, do we feel there's justice? Or are the courts like deciding what love is, right?
Yeah.
But I think the bigger picture here is like you have this old witch trial. We're talking like wig and powder coat law, mm-hmm. like this colonial law. And then you have modern day social media, mm-hmm. and in court, anything that she did, because she's a TikToker, she's a social media influencer,
right.
any single thing she did live on TikTok was used in court as a timeline. Mm-hmm. So it was all criminal evidence against her just for being an influencer because mm-hmm. they would use her timestamps on her posts. Or if she said, I think she was pretty lax
sending
with it.
Videos
she
too.
Was sending videos. She was doing text message screenshots. And that was all live for fans to see. Every single piece of that was evidence.
Yeah.
And they used that to
And Brene represented herself in court, which I thought was one of the dumbest fucking things ever. But it became like a big trial because all these people from TikTok were filling up the hallways of the courts. Like there was so many people like recording this and giving everyone updates. I was like, I was watching Brene's TikToks like ages ago, like for a couple of years, you know what I mean? I thought she seemed like a decent person, but then and she's a God-fearing woman, apparently.
This is a couple days ago. This CNN article is November 26th, 2025.
Oh,
a TikTok influencer's affair with a married man cost her $1.75 million in court. The other influencers couldn't stay away.
I think that should be a thing in every single state. I do.
She's 27 years old.
She's 27. But they don't have it here in LA or anything like that.
No,
but they do have it in like, I think it was North Carolina.
North Carolina is the number one state. Yeah. So if you're a TikTok influencer in North Carolina, don't.
And you're stealing someone's husband or wife.
You're fucking cheating. You're going to get so far. And I think like, are they using her as an example because she has millions of followers?
100%.
Is she putting the witch on trial? Like, you know what I'm saying? Is she the example because she's so famous? Obviously.
They're definitely doing that. But then it's made it so, I mean, it's so public. I feel like people are going to start doing it now. Alienation of affection.
Those cases are going to go through the roof in North. I said six other states. I can't remember. I don't want to like misrepresent what I'm saying. But this specifically was North Carolina.
Yeah. And I just watched a recent TikTok too. There's like Uncle Bob, who's like famous on TikTok for being such a wonderful uncle, right? He ended up cheating on his long-term girlfriend with like a shit ton of women. And now that's all out there too. But look, he wasn't married to this.
So then this raises another question.
Yes.
What do you got?
Monogamy.
I agree with monogamy, yes.
You agree with monogamy?
I think you should just, if you're going to be with one person, just be with them. Unless you have like, if you're going into a relationship and saying like, hey, let's have an open one and you both agree to it, perfectly fine. Me, on the other hand, I am monogamous. I don't want anybody else. Once I'm in a fucking relationship, like I'm yours, you're mine.
Do you see that person as... being the person who needs to complete you and make you fully happy?
So say I was to ever get in another relationship again, right? I've said this to Joey before, where I'm the happiest I've ever been in my fucking life, right? So if a guy comes in and cannot make me feel how I feel right now or more than that, then I'm not going to be with them. They should be able to like not complete my life, but like add to it in a more positive way. You know, and I have to fully trust him too. Like it's hard to trust these days, I feel like, you know. So I don't know, but I do want a guy that is monogamous, yeah. Or a girl. Continue. Liking the show? Prove it. Drop a comment below with hashtag rulebreakers so we know you're part of the chaos. Bonus points if it's unhinged, but behave yourselves. All right, back to the episode.
So the states, while no longer recognized in most states, this legal action is still available in a small number of states like North Carolina, Mississippi.
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 New Mexico, South Dakota, and Utah.
Utah. I knew Utah was the other one.
I mean, yeah. that checks out.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, those yeah. places definitely checks out. But I feel like, I mean,
I wonder
people
if those,
cheating, sorry, people cheating can harm people in a way that's like fucking unimaginable, right? It could fucking crush a person.
Yeah.
You know, and it could lead them to do something very silly or whatever the case may be. So I just feel like there should be.
Well, I'd say it's not even the people who were cheated on, but the people mm-hmm. who were actually cheating.
Yes.
Can drive oh. them to.
Well, she's doing that too. Yeah. She can sue them too. But he had the audacity to sue Akira for like something like her going through his.
Yeah. How did the guys get off the hook on this?
Huh?
How did the guys get off the hook? Because
that's the law, dude. It's this witch trial. It's such an old law. You could just tell. It's like the Scarlet Letter, right? Mm-hmm. That's like what this feels like.
Well, the guy is going to get sued from Brené's ex-husband, his cousin. He is suing him. Right. So he's going to get fucked too because they were both married. And like Brené's husband seemed like the biggest fucking sweetie pie, but he also had a glow up. So when he was with her, he kind of like didn't take care of himself. And then afterwards, now he's a model. Now he's walking catwalks and shit like that.
I wonder if these states have the lowest percentage of cheating. And if that's
they
even,
have to now.
If that's even well, like, yeah, yeah. moving forward, yeah, for yeah. sure.
Oh, yeah.
So how many lawyer billboards are there going to be specific for this now?
Yeah.
Oh, no, but that Akira's lawyer is a badass, dude. Like, she went in there and fucking was, she fucking laid the hammer down on those.
And I just don't think people realize like what you put on the internet mm-hmm. ultimately yeah. can come back and make you lose your own court case. Like
yeah.
all of that information is public and no one tells you that when you start social media and you want to be an influencer and a TikToker. Like,
should we tell them about Raquel's little meltdown?
What was it?
With like, so Raquel is what we call a fucking unicorn, dude. She doesn't do anything wrong. She is like, so like, she's our little lefty.
You must protect her at all costs.
yeah. She's just a fucking angel baby. Anyway, we were talking about Sydney Sweeney on one of these things and people right. just misunderstood what I was saying completely, like, which is obvious, typical for the fucking internet. Anyway, Raquel, because she was on the podcast, was like, I need to delete my tweets. And she doesn't have anything.
Yeah, she didn't have anything, but she saw Saraya getting so much smoke on Twitter. And she was just happened to be in the same camera as her. That she was like, I can't go outside. Like,
she's so sweet. Ridiculous. So then she ends up like deleting all her tweets, which I'm like, you don't have anything. You can right. like search certain terms if you wanted to. She's like, no, I would never say anything bad like that. But you just never know when you're like 13, you know, and you say something. And I'm just like, Raquel, I think you're going to be fine. But she was like, no, I'm just trying to protect us. I was like, you're such a sweetie pie. She went through her Facebook and everything because you made her panic. And she's such a sweetie pie. And you can say anything and people will get offended.
I mean, to be fair, though, if you're not used to that and suddenly you're in the spotlight on a bigger level, you kind of have to shift and think about things a little differently.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
I don't post much about my kids anymore. I'm like, no, I don't want that shouldn't. Fucking out there. I don't want.
You know what? I saw this a Facebook memory and it was like a status from like years ago when I was living in Orlando, actually. And this reminded me because you brought up your kids. I put, this is December 15th. 2015. So this was like
okay.
10 years ago. Had a stalker for nearly 2 years now. Okay, threatened my life, threatened to rape, kill, and carve your name into my skin every fucking day, 24/7. I'm used to your scummy piece of shit, low life cunt ass, but then to start on my family for the past year, they can handle themselves, but still it's too fucking far. And then to actually threaten my beautiful little nephew's life. Is it, you're fucked. Have fun getting fucked up in prison, asshole. Sorry to my family for bringing this kind of shit into our lives. So actually, one of the first comments was Raquel. As everyone else said, you can't blame yourself for the crazies. Keep on being perfect. Hate is going to hate. 10 years ago. But that reminds me because of kids, you know, like
yeah.
I've had numerous stalkers throughout my career or whatever, but that one was fucking insane. I remember that guy. He was just threatening to do whatever. But then he started threatening Caden's life. And Caden must have been about like 2 or 3 or something like that at that age. And then recently I went back to England and like I'm used to post my nieces and nephews, but my oldest nephew has kids, right? And I had posted them and he was just like, and no one told me about this. If not, I wouldn't have even posted it. But he was like, hey, Rhea, do you mind taking the pictures down of the kids? And I was like, absolutely. Yeah. Like, yeah, I should have asked you. I'm so fucking sorry. And he wasn't mad about it. He was just like, no, just something happened recently to Devin, which is my niece, one of my youngest nieces you've met. I was like, what happened? And then someone had put her face on like a naked body or something like that. A little girl's face on a naked body. And so going forward, I was like, I will never post my niece and nephews again.
First off, that's horrible. I'm sorry that happened. But there's a... Let's try again.
Go on.
No, there's a really powerful commercial that kind of leans into the AI of it, where if they're able to get your voice... and get your kid's voice and have a photo, they can manipulate it and like effectively position it as if they're in trouble and they need money or whatever. It's fucking scary. It's a scary time.
And it is a scary time.
I
don't want this shit.
You have to think too, like as like us, like even like a celebrity, like do you choose to put your kids' faces on Instagram? But then you have the other side of the coin where it's like, there are all these parents who like build up kids' Instagrams because they want to set them up, because it's kind of this new Wild Wild West feature where it's like, hey, if I set you up now and I put you on Instagram, by the time you're 18, you already have a million followers, and then you kind of have a career in that space if you want to play those cards. So it's so crazy.
They might be the only jobs that exist.
Yeah, at one point or another.
Like, how do you get a job? You don't need to go to college anymore, because what's the fucking point?
Yeah.
It's also leading into this crazy, because you're just dipping on this like parasocial thing, but it's like you have all these internet people, and I'm just thinking about this with like the Ariana Grande like weight thing, it's just like how all these people like just think they know what the fuck is best for people, and it's like just because she's exists and living her lives, and it's like, you know, I said you have these crazy stalkers, but like just generally people just think they have like the opinion
and control over you.
Correct.
Like the whole Ariana thing, it reminds me, because you remember this story, you weren't there, but you remember this story, but like when I came out of like the relationship I had that wasn't healthy, you know, and I came out of it and I was just eating McDonald's. I was fucking shoving food down my throat, right? And I went up to 150 pounds, which for me was like big for me, right? I'm 135 right now, 15 pounds heavier than I was, right? Anyway, and I was still drinking a couple of beers back then too, you know, and
it's called being in your 20s, never done it.
Yeah. So we were just like having fun and all that kind of stuff. And I started putting on weight and everyone started picking at it. They were just like, because I used to be in really great shape, you know, and then I put on this weight and everyone's roasting me about it, calling me fat. And I was like, I'm not fat. Like, this is crazy. But they were so fucking cruel about it. And then one time I was coming out of Aurora or something like that, and all these fans were waiting outside the arena. And I had my friend Matt with me, thank gosh. But I rolled the window down and was like signing shit, high-fiving. And this guy puts his hand through the window and like pushes my face, like pie faces me and says, lose some fucking weight, Paige. And then he fucking takes off. Matt jumps out of the car and tries to fucking chase after him. Fans are trying to chase after him. And I was just like, whatever. I was like, fuck this motherfucker. So we went to go eat and I post me eating the fattest fucking burger I can find, and was just like, you're not gonna tell me what to do. But that goes into a great segue, by the way, of like Ariana Grande. Because she has lost a bunch of weight, but she's also like vegan and all that kind of stuff, you know? Like, I don't think you should comment on anybody's weight.
No.
At all. I think it's fucking
cruel. Crazy that like we're in this whole world, right? Of like body positivity. And you've got all these artists out there that are doing their thing. Lizzo, like bringing the message, Big Beautiful Women, or anything, any positivity in general. But then for some reason, like,
if you get
fucking
too skinny,
body shaming is also acceptable right now.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
It's fucked up. It's really fucked up.
But she's pushing back though.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah. Did you see that?
I saw a little bit about it. Yeah.
She was just like, she just did a little interview and like they all lost weight. And this is the thing. They were just like the new Wicked. Everyone looks skinnier or whatever. But people don't realize that was shot at the exact same time as the last Wicked. Man. So like they're still the same size as they were a fucking year ago.
And I feel like this is something that always bothered me, is that there's a lot of obviously publicity around weight gain and weight loss for a lot of actors and actresses. And what people don't often realize is they're usually tied to some kind of role that they have coming up.
Yeah,
and a lot of really good actors also tend to be method actors, who are people like
Joaquin Phoenix.
I need to be in the role. I need to live the experience of this person. I don't want to put on 20 pounds of prosthetic weight. I want to put on 20 pounds of real weight and actually feel what that's like. Or I want to be anorexic and I need to lose the weight. Heath Ledger.
Robert Pattinson.
Another guy who watched Fighting With My Family.
He was the Batman in...
Dark Knight.
Christian Bale.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, same when he does the... What is it? The Mechanist?
Yeah.
It's like, how is it so hypocritical that when a man does it, it's method acting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if a woman does it, is that what you're kind of getting at?
Yeah.
Totally.
It's like, that's what this is. And a lot of people lose sight of that. But it's also, I think this ties into a little bit of the paparazzi angle as well. Mm-hmm. Like, we were at the farmer's market this past Sunday, but two Sundays ago too. And there's an odd couple there. It's this really tall guy and this really short guy. And I've seen them before. I know that they're paparazzi. They're not frequent. Like, they're not the type of people that's just like casually strolling the farmer's market, and mm-hmm. they have their cameras in their bag. And so I said to Anushka, I was like, hey, paparazzi are here. They're probably after someone. And sure enough, a few days later, she sees in the Daily Mail that, oh, it was Rami Malek and his girlfriend leaving the Studio City's farmer's market. And which then is the whole thing of like, yeah, that's not happen chance. Like, clearly his publicist or whoever tipped them off and said, they're going to be here. Go take photos of them. Get them in the spotlight so people start talking about them again for whatever 100%. The fuck they have coming up. It's all manipulated.
It is.
Well, that's crazy because it's like they're not from all, you know, like a company standpoint, it's like they got to increase the SEO. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like losing weight, headlines read, are actresses on Ozempic?
Yep.
Are they too overworked? Mm-hmm. Like, is this their downfall? And then you have all these people that just like pretend that they actually give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like all these keyboard warriors or people who, who are like leaning into being like, oh, we stand with her. But they have their opinions on her weight. Everyone just wants her to look predictable. What they want her to look like in their minds. They don't actually give a fuck if she's healthy or not.
Right.
But with the media, they just want to use it as like, this is her downfall. Like, she's the skinniest she's ever been. She's extremely sick. Like, and we all buy into it. And it's so crazy. And it's like, who gives a fuck? Maybe she is she came out. She's like, you guys supported me more when I was actually at my most unhealthy weight. Mm. Like the way I was so unhealthy before, but you guys didn't give a fuck. And now I've made changes with health. And
I think she looks great.
And you know what? She could do whatever the fuck she wants. And guess what? Who cares? But it's weird that we treat, especially women in the media, stock market. It feels like, it almost feels like stock. And like everything's a forensic file against you lose 10 pounds or... People just have these opinions like they're actual doctors, and it's like, shut the fuck up.
For real. And like a lot of it is like paparazzi manipulated pictures too.
Yeah.
From like her angles and lights. Totally. And they do like a bunch of shit just because they want you to click. Yeah. But like I watched this like Wicked thing the other day before Thanksgiving. Zach put it on, but it was just like a little special that they did. And I thought she looked great. She looks beautiful. Like I was like, it's like lighting and people fucking with the pictures. Like she looks fine. And if she's happy that way, like who gives a fuck?
But they've done this for centuries. It was Britney, then it was Amy. Now it's
Britney.
You know what I'm saying? It's like that sells fucking clickbait.
It does.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. All right. We're coming up to the end of the episode right now, you guys.
Yeah.
We're talking for a long time.
Damn.
You guys,
don't get me started.
If you want like certain topics we talked about, make sure you put it in the comments below. So whatever you want to talk about, you guys.
I'm sorry I was a little flat this episode.
You weren't flat.
Feeling a little low.
Are you? Why?
I don't know.
Talk to us.
I think I'm just tired.
Why are you tired?
Well, you just had fucking, sprogs.
How could you be tired?
Tell us about these sprogs.
They're both happy and healthy. They're doing really well. They're growing. It's kind of crazy to be looking after two more human beings, little ones, but they're good. Yeah.
Do you think they'll come on the podcast to give their first interview?
Yeah. They'll come on for their
first interview. The headlines will be, are babies too skinny? Baby Ozempic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They're doing really well. And it's been a good adjustment to kind of get back into that. And I got peed on last night, in the middle of the night, which was...
By...
Yeah. I was like...
Yes. He was like, yay, my golden shower.
There was a poo that came out the other day that was
you said that like it's an article. There was a poo that
came out that was pretty wild. It was already a poop in her diaper and went to change, and it wasn't me. who was changing it. Let me see if I can find this picture. I'll show you guys. She pooped it out like a fucking smiley face. It's like, aww.
So you have twins, right? One's a boy, one's a girl. Have you noticed anything different so far between boy and girl, even though they're only like a few weeks old?
I mean, he does not sleep well by himself. He needs to be like coddled through the night. They will sleep so much during the day. They will sleep so peacefully during the day. But at nighttime, it's like 11:30 to midnight. They're like, fuck, time to wake up. I was like, God damn it.
Now with twins, do you have to separate them? Like when they sleep, or do you ever put them together?
You're supposed to separate them. Yeah.
Interesting.
Why?
Just because of like babies that age, they want to keep them safe and they don't want anything like, they can roll around it, but they want to keep them separate.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, congratulations to Adam on the two new babies.
Tired Adam.
Yeah.
So he's tired today, you guys, but you still brought it.
I still brought it. Yeah.
This
is something we should actually talk about, which we got to plug these guys for a quick second.
This
is going off
script
for a quick second. But these guys, Magic Mind, I started taking this a couple months ago. The recommendation of my dad. It's like a good L-theanine blend of caffeine and good energy release. And so I reached out to him. I was like, hey, I've actually stopped drinking coffee because of these. Joey, have you tried one of these before?
So, no, but I actually don't drink coffee. I've never drank coffee. So that might be...
Do you want to try one of these?
I mean, I don't have twins, so I'm not like low energy like you.
This is a terrible time to actually be promoting this. I am low energy, but...
But to my point, like if I am tired, I actually don't drink coffee. So maybe that's
legit story on this. So my dad was like, here, try this. And I'm like, he's like a total health food nut.
Your dad's running laps right now.
And I was like, okay. And sure enough, tried it. And then like after a couple days of having it consistently, I was like, I don't need coffee anymore. And it was like, it was super helpful and increases focus and all that good stuff. So
I still do the decaf.
I do decaf. I'll do decaf.
You don't drink coffee.
Nothing.
Do you not like the taste of it?
Yeah, no, I just think I'll shit my pants like your babies.
He already shits his pants all the time anyway.
Yeah. I've kind of been shitting my pants today. I think that might be also part of the low energy. It's like
maybe you just been eating too much turkey.
Yeah, maybe.
Have you been eating leftovers?
We finished the leftovers pretty quickly.
Oh, okay.
I smoked some ribs the other day, which were really good.
Nice.
I still want to have you guys over for like a smoked.
Yeah, you also.
You haven't ever invited us.
Yeah, for somebody who comes across and is like, you never invite me to anything.
I still want to. I'm fair. Like, huh?
I invited you guys to go camping.
Yeah, the camping, but you just said
we didn't want to do that.
You said I still want to invite you guys over. I'm assuming to your house, but you never invite us to your
house. I invited you guys before.
We're not really like camping tent people either. Like,
never got an invite to your house.
He would never
camping,
invite me.
Camping, yes. You're right. I didn't invite you guys over.
Yeah, exactly.
I talked about it. I was like, oh, we should do it. I was thinking about it.
Oh, cool. Well, I was thinking about inviting you to a bunch of things too. Sorry, I didn't get around to it.
I want to do this with you guys. We were talking about it at Thanksgiving too. I don't know if it was me, you, and what's his name talking about it. But like the murder mystery.
Oh, have you ever done that?
They come to your house.
Have you ever done this at all?
No.
What's the card game? It's like sleuth murder mystery where everybody gets assigned a role prior.
We dress up.
And you have your cue card and your touch points. And then like for the first hour, everyone's allowed to like be in character and figure out who done it.
Yes. Like Cluedo, but in person.
We've got a pretty good crew too.
We do.
Think about the confessionals for that.
That would be so sick.
We need to plan that. Yes. We need to plan that.
Sleuth internet.
We're probably not going to get someone here in time this month, but maybe even next month.
Maybe
we could.
I'm sure we could figure it out.
Are we
doing Secret Santa?
We should do Secret Santa.
Because I know what I'm going to get Joey.
How is it secret?
You know what? It shouldn't be secret. It should be white elephant where you can steal presents?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I know there's going to be a blue jacket in there, and if it ever ends up in your hands, I'm fucking stealing it.
Yeah.
You're never getting a new jacket. Not on my watch.
There's two gift ideas I have for you, Joey. I think they're both pretty good.
What about me?
No one listens to you. We talked about this at the beginning of the podcast.
For two people that have beef with each other, you already think about two gifts for him?
That's not a real gift.
How many are there?
Well, fuck. Anyway, you guys.
It's not a real gift. I'll get you a real gift.
Okay, good.
Joey won't be a real gift.
We should record it.
I don't even know what that means.
Might be a homemade gift.
I don't want your baby's shit. If that's what you're talking about.
All right, you guys. So we've got some stuff that we can do filming wise. Maybe we do an escape room if we can, but definitely the murder mystery.
Yeah.
We can go. I mean, we can film a bunch of shit. We can also do another Christmas dinner that we won't eat before.
Fuck.
You just go to all like, you can eat buffet.
I wish you guys could have seen me.
I wish you could have seen us. We were living it up, baby.
I had the biggest smile on my face going through Whole Foods. I'm like, I'm going to get some of this.
We were just having to
get some of this. Get some of this.
Yeah.
We get like a text and we're like,
all the good things.
Oh, no. Fuck, dude.
I still laugh at, what should I bring? To your house?
Yeah. Dude, I don't know.
I'm so sorry. We got Christmas coming up. We can try it again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Where's Heather?
I like to give her time off for the holidays.
Okay.
So she's like out of state with her family. Okay. She should fly back just when we're recording.
Just for the episode.
She's very ungrateful of her.
No, it's very you did tell me the backstory on that. That's very nice. It sucks that some people can be so fucking difficult and awful.
I know, but she was just like, she was like panicking telling me. And I'm like, why are you so stressed out about it? You know, but it's just a past employer wasn't happy when she had time off for the holidays. And I was like, you can take a time off if you have. I remember telling her from the beginning, I was like, if you have bad periods, just take the day off.
Yeah.
And then instantly she was like, I don't have bad periods. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, so you're not a liar either. I like that. But I was like, you could have took that moment and been like, my periods suck. Okay.
Did you guys ever have to wrestle over holiday?
Yeah. I had to fly out on Christmas Day one time.
Ooh,
and like the Orlando airport was shut. So I had to drive all the way to Tampa to fly.
Yeah. They shut the Orlando airport because of Christmas?
It was shut for something. I don't remember why, or maybe there was only a certain amount of flights going out. I don't know what it was, but I remember having to go all the way to Tampa to take the flight out on Christmas Day.
Well, we had the one where you had to drive. This is crazy. So you couldn't get the flight out of Orlando. So you had to drive, which would, I would say maybe an hour, 2 hours north to that private airport. And then the pilot couldn't fly because he was over hour logs.
Yeah.
And you can only have so many pilots fly. And then you had to go to Tampa.
Yeah.
Just to get on the flight. Yeah.
Maybe that was
it. I think that's, and it was that like was it. Holiday.
Yeah. I think that was it. That was why I had to go to Tampa.
Can we cut to the C cam right now and just punch in on Joey's legs? I just noticed that Joey's legs are not fully covered on this.
I never get the right size. Ever. And you didn't order these.
I feel like Adam picked up your one by mistake.
Yeah, you're swimming in that one.
And
over there.
It's warm in here.
You gave him your one. All right, like you guys. Well, that's a wrap on that. We had a great time. If you enjoy these kind of episodes, let us know.
Huh? Did we?
You know what's crazy is now he's starting to wake up. He's getting a little cheeky.
Oh, here he is.
He needed a couple jabs in there and now he's like ready to roll.
Are you good now?
I don't know. We can keep going. What else do we want to talk about? Weren't there more
mushrooms?
We can keep going.
I'm good to go. You want to go get a Christmas tree?
I did want to go get a Christmas tree.
Are we going to do that?
I would like to. But now, because I've been talking so much, I like also want to sleep. Go on, Adam. Lead us.
And the episode.
Lead us.
It's just nice to get out of the house for a little bit.
He doesn't
want to
go back home right now.
You don't want to go back home.
And you only want to go back home and your house is right here.
We could go get a Christmas tree. But yeah, all right, you guys. Thank you for tuning in for this one. Poor Adam is knee deep in fucking diapers.
Baby shit.
Baby sick. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm not sorry.
Did it to myself.
Yes, you did. That's what I'm saying. Super sperm. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. Let us know what other stuff you want us to talk about. And we will do it. You know, keep us updated on what's going on in this fucking crazy world.
Alienation of affection.
Alienation of affection.
I'm going to sue Adam.
All right, you guys. Thank you. Bye. And we will see you again next week, baby.